The Caribbean Today, a digital news panorama by the Latin American News Agency from Havana, Cuba. This is News on the Dot. Today is Thursday, January 19, 2023. The first secretary of the Central Committee of the Communist Party of Cuba and president of the Republic, Miguel Díaz-Canel, highlighted the willingness of our country and Russia to take to a higher stage the important political dialogue and especially bilateral relations in the economic and commercial sphere. The president made this statement at a meeting the day before at the Palace of the Revolution in Havana with a delegation of businessmen from the Eurasian nation, led by Titov Boris Yurevich, advisor to the Russian presidency for the rights of entrepreneurs and president of the Cuba-Russia Business Council. Díaz-Canel considered that the visit gives continuity to the very satisfactory meetings we had with President Putin during our recent visit to the Russian Federation, also to the one made to that country by the President of the National Assembly of People's Power, Esteban Lasso, and the last session of the Cuban-Russian Intergovernmental Commission. He also valued that there is a particular follow-up by his counterpart, Vladimir Putin, and by the leadership of the Caribbean country to everything agreed upon last November. The Cuban dignitary expressed that there are potentialities to expand cooperation with mutual benefit and considered that the presence of Russian businessmen guarantees the possibility of establishing concrete business projects. Cuban deputies, specialists, and professionals will continue this Thursday the discussion of the social communication bill, which will be submitted to the scrutiny in the next parliamentary session. Territorial meetings will be held until January 27 to gather a greater number of opinions from experts and citizens who can also express their criteria through digital channels. The consultation process began the day before in Santiago de Cuba with the participation of legislators, journalists, communicators, and researchers from that territory and the province of Guantanamo. The most recent version of the legal norm was published on the web portal of the National Assembly of People's Power last week to promote popular participation and contribute to the legal culture. The new law develops several articles of the 2019 Constitution, and it regulates the social communication system for the strategic and integrated management of social communication processes in the organizational, media, and community spheres for political, public, good, organizational, and commercial purposes. A group of Chileans is to arrive in Havana to join the Latin American and Caribbean Brigade of volunteer work in solidarity with Cuba, which will carry out a wide program of activities until January 30. The coordinator of the team, Leila Cárdenas, explained to Prensa Latina that the brigade has 10 members, 8 of whom will visit the island for the first time and will bring donations of powdered milk, medicines, and other necessities. Cárdenas informed that the group will also attend the traditional March of the Torches on January 27, the eve of the 170th anniversary of the birth of Cuba's national hero, José Martí. The program also includes visits to the province of Matanzas, the Che Guevara Mausoleum in Santa Clara, and the Fidel Castro Ruth Center in Havana, as well as tours of the Scientific Pole, neighborhoods, and hospitals in the capital, and participation in the event For the Balance of the World, another international tribute to the most universal of Cubans. And in the international agenda, we have that the saying packed like sardines applies to 250 undocumented migrants who were riding in a trailer truck box detained in San Cristobal de las Casas in Chiapas, local authorities reported this Thursday. It is not the first time in that southern Mexican state that authorities have stopped heavy trucks transporting human cargo, some of which have had to be hospitalized due to asphyxiation, dehydration, and other effects of overcrowding. An official note indicates that agents of the three levels of government took the migrants out of the truck after retaining the vehicle. They were transported illegally without hygienic and health conditions, full reasons for detaining the alleged human trafficker. Witnesses in the neighborhood said that when the driver saw the checkpoint, he stopped the truck a few meters before and tried to flee, but was captured by the police. The driver and the truck were put at the disposal of the corresponding authorities. Meanwhile, the events are being clarified. Meanwhile, Paraguay's housing ministry concluded 2022 with a 90% budget execution and the construction of 8,758 houses. Carlos Pereira, housing minister, said the number of houses built in 2022 is the highest in the last 12 years when submitting the Urbanism, Housing, and Habitat Ministry's management report. As many as 25,000 families have benefited from this program in 4 years. Pereira stated that his ministry is aimed at extending the Mi Vivienda program. Pereira mentioned several actions promoted during the 2022, including the establishment of the Asunción Association of Municipalities in order to work together with local governments in urban planning. Past December, Pereira assured Paraguay is making progress in building houses for families in vulnerable situations. And this is all for today. We'll be back tomorrow with more news on the Caribbean that unite us.